Good afternoon, Andrew with you on the Big Yorkshire Phone in our lunchtime conversation together through till three. First today, talking about speeding, parking and bus lane cameras. Are they fair? According to a new report, 12 million of us receive a penalty notice of some sort every year, which is why I've deliberately included all the different type of cameras. That is the equivalent of one every 2.5 seconds. And just to stress, it is cameras that are catching us out rather than police officers or traffic wardens. But is it fair? I'm not saying that no police officers or traffic wardens catch people, but you get my point. The vast majority are through machines, essentially. They certainly make a lot of money for councils, highways, authorities, but of course, they can't show any discretion or common sense like a police officer might, for example. 12 million total. Let me just run down it for you very quickly. 8 million local authority parking penalties. 2.5 million local authority bus lane and box junction penalties. 500,000 late licensing and insurance penalties, and 1 million speeding and red light penalties. The figure of 12 million doesn't include the annual figure of well over 1 million drivers now undertaking speed awareness courses, and a further 200,000 attend other types of courses having committed other types of offences. Nor do the figures include 5 million parking penalties issued to drivers on private land each year. So we are talking about an awful lot of fines and an awful lot of cameras. In 2015, this is of interest possibly for you, 90% of all speeding offences were captured by camera rather than by a human being. So, speeding, parking and bus lane cameras, are they fair? Do they make our roads safer, I suppose, is one logical way to put it, or are they just cash cows? 0345 303 3333. Let's hear as our first guest of the afternoon from Godfrey Bloom. Used to be a Yorkshire UKIP MEP. He's lead patron of the Alliance of British Drivers. And in fact, a few moons ago, wrote a book very pertinent to this whole theme. Godfrey Bloom, good to speak again. Good afternoon.
Hello, Andrew. Hi.
Give me a thought then. Speeding, parking and bus lane cameras, are they fair?
Well, it's a very mixed bag, that, actually. My expertise largely is on speed cameras. That's the thing I've devoted research to and I've written a book on, and chapters in my other books on this particular subject. So if I may just stick to that for a moment, which is where my expertise is. It was back in the days of Michael Howard who said that road safety was no longer going to be a major priority. And so the savings were made in taking policemen, trained traffic police, off the road. And they were replaced broadly with cameras. Cameras on sticks with a very arbitrary number stuck by them. And that's why, of course, they catch so many people doing 38 miles an hour when they should be doing 30 according to the sign. But it's a very arbitrary number. There's no science behind it. And it's got nothing to do with road safety. It's about basically raising cash. And this is the reason you don't find speed cameras outside schools or accident black spots. They're generally put, the mobile ones in particular, are generally speaking put where it's easier to catch lots of people in the shortest possible time.
Now, I'm sure the argument from the police there would be, for example, though, that they are put in places where people habitually speed and there is a danger, and perhaps there'd be a bigger danger were it not for quite rigorous policing of them. I'll give a place I know quite well. If you head on the dual carriageway between Leeds heading towards York, the North Yorkshire area doesn't have fixed speed cameras, but they do regularly have vans with cameras in, either on the bridge or in the various laybys along there. And were they not there regularly, people would probably be hammering along at 90. So that might be an argument, Godfrey.
Yes, well, it's an argument I wouldn't accept. I think most of us actually, drive reasonably sensibly, and you'll find that if you go to these speed awareness courses and you look at the numbers, it's normally perfectly sound citizens who have been caught doing a few miles over the odds. Now, let's get back to your point of hammering on at 90 miles an hour. Now, that's nothing to do with speeding. That's to do with careless or dangerous driving, which is an offence under the Road Traffic Act. Now, I'm all for nailing people like that. And, of course, the people that should be nailing accidents are police, trained police, in mobile patrol cars, getting people who tailgate. And I know we've spoken about that piece of road before. People tailgate you. Sometimes people overtake you on the inside. People pull all sorts of stunts. And it's these maniac drivers that need taking off the world, off the road, not grandma going to Tesco at 38 miles an hour.
But you could argue if grandma is going at 38 miles an hour and it has been decided that 30 is the limit, as a percentage, that's actually quite a long way over 30. And it's probably quite right that grandma doesn't do it.
Who puts the number on the stick?
Well,
there's no science behind it.
In an urban area, it tends to be 30. It's increasingly 20. Where I live in Headingley in Leeds, we've got loads of 20s, for example.
Yes, so
people make the decision that there may be...
Who decided that, Andrew? Who decided what scientific background was for making it 20, 30 or 40 or 50?
Oh, but Godfrey, you know that if somebody is driving at 38, they've got a far less good chance of stopping for the hypothetical child running into the road or another grandma walking into the road than they have if they're going 28, 2 miles an hour under the advised limit.
Well, why in that case don't we have the cameras... black spots or outside schools, but they're not. They're always put, and most of your listeners will know where those places are. And the other point I'd like to raise is most of your listeners don't know where the money goes. The money actually goes to a private syndicate. Your speed awareness cameras are sold by a private syndicate. They're maintained by a private syndicate. The speed awareness courses are a private syndicate. They don't go to the public. They don't go into the public purse. If this was about road safety and the good of the community, why doesn't the money go towards the local hospice? Why is it going to private shareholders in London?
So your argument is not necessarily that every camera is a bad thing, but some of the logic about where they are, why they are policing a certain limit, that's where you have your real issue.
That exactly is it. And it also means, and that's much more wider and deeper problem on these mobile cameras, which are because police staffed. It means that many of your listeners, their only interaction with the police is in a confrontational business, on a speed camera basis. And that's not good for society. We are all supposed to support the police, help the police. We don't want to be alienated. And these speed traps alienate the public from the police, and that's a very bad thing for society.
Let me turn this round the other way. There is that argument that whether you think a speed limit is arbitrary and who's decided it's 30 or 40 or whatever, if you are going over a limit, and in a society we have all sorts of rules and we may not agree with a lot of them, but the way our society works is by and large sticking to them. So if you've gone over a limit, or you've parked somewhere where you shouldn't, or you've stopped in a box junction where you shouldn't, or you're not a bus and you're in a bus lane, or you're in a bus lane at the time of day you shouldn't be in it. All of those things mean you've crossed the line, and therefore, actually, you can't argue, Godfrey.
I don't dispute that, and I said at the very beginning of the interview, my expertise is on speed cameras, not on these other things. Yes, of course, you have to have a set of rules, otherwise you'd get gridlock. But you can go along, and every single one of your listeners will know, if they drive from A to B in their location, they will know that there's totally irrational speed limits. You can be doing 30... in a dual carriageway. I know dual carriageways, big dual carriageways, which are 30, they go to 40, 50, back to 40, for no reason whatsoever. And so consequently, people, the police go to where they go back to 30 for no reason, and of course they catch people doing a few miles over the odds. And if you go to a speed awareness course, you will find it's not full of maniacal driving hooligans, it's full of ordinary middle England people who are being conned out of their money to go to private profit in the City of London.
You won't be surprised to know, Godfrey, we're getting a big response to this. Not everybody agrees with you, as ever, but let me read you some of the comments and then I'll open this up to our callers. Godfrey Bloom, lead patron of the Alliance of British Drivers. He used to represent Yorkshire for UKIP as an MEP. He's live here on the Big Yorkshire phone in 0345 303 3333 for your call. Let me just read a few of the messages I'm getting then. This is from